5 major ministries in your husband's life as a married woman. Number 1, submit. You say, oh, they have come again. Ha, Mr. Adejumo has joined them. This story of submit. No. I'm not talking of African submission. I'm talking of scriptural submission that begins from Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 21, not 22. Submitting yourselves one to another. Don't marry a man that doesn't listen to you. No. Don't marry a man in whose sight your opinion does not matter. Don't marry a man that dishonors you. Don't marry a man. Just sit beside my daughter. There's a seat there. Don't marry a man that raises his hand. Sit down so that I can see the people. Yes, we thank you, ushers. You do a lot. It's not easy to stand. Don't marry a man that raises his hand while you are dating. And then he attempts to beat you. And then you, no. It's in. Don't marry a man that dishonors you in the presence of your friends and your family members. Don't marry a man that you cannot respect. Respect is one of the greatest needs of a man. Not food. He can get food anywhere. Not sex. He can get sex anywhere if he's not born again. It's respect. Don't marry a man you cannot respect. And don't marry a man that disrespects you. Disrespect begins with the way the man speaks to you. His body language. What did you say? And some of you, because you want to marry at all costs, you pretend as if these things do not appear. Marriage does not change people. Marriage amplifies what people are. Just like money. Money is neutral. It takes on the character of whoever owns it. So don't say he will change after marriage. He will not change. So look for these things in marriage. Submission is you are a heavy duty person. You have something, and then you hand over the control, the leadership. To me, Bible submission is strength put under control. It's not subjugation. Shut up, stand up. No. That's not submission. And then you are cringing. I was at the hotel this morning to have breakfast at the restaurant. And at a point, I was almost in tears. I noticed a particular couple. That lady was all covered. And then she was going to eat. Her husband was nothing on the man's face. And she had this veil. So even put the fork in her mouth, she would use one hand to hold it. You won't believe it. At a point, I said, Jesus, please come. Come. Women are suffering too much. What is this? To eat. Because of what? Louis Vuitton or Gucci? Or diamond ring? That's not right. Don't go into a marriage where you'll be caged, though. It's a lifetime frustration. Better stay single than be wrongly married. I can say here, maybe when Daddy Adegoke comes, he can correct me. I can almost say that your marriage may determine whether you will make heaven. I'm telling you. Because there is no institution in this world where your Christianity is tried like the institution of marriage. Please, look very well before you get married. There are some demon possessed. There are two kinds of husbands. Great husbands and small husbands. And I'm quoting the Bible. It's in the book of Esther chapter 1. Memucan was speaking. He said, oh king, you better remove this woman called Vashti so that women will honor their husbands, both great and small. Is that not in the Bible? There are great husbands and there are small husbands. Now that you are married and you're a heavyweight woman, don't flaunt your weight and your greatness to dishonor your husband. There are some women, they want to go out because they are more blessed financially than their husbands. You will hear things like, I'm going out now. Don't finish the beans. So. You just be saying things so that people will know you are the one that bought it. It's a sin. Don't demoralize your husband. Don't belittle him. He may be going through some stuff now, but things change. And God is coming for him too. Honor him. So that when the man comes out of the storm, he looks back and he says, thank God for my wife. I told you when I was starting this message that I give the highest honor to my husband. The highest. Sometimes I wake my husband up with a love song from his sleep. I'm touching his body, I'm touching his hair, and I'm singing a love song to him. The man is waking up. Good morning, darling. What do you want? Ask me up to half of the kingdom. I said, I'm not even asking for anything. I just want you to know that you have honor. My husband's cutlery is different. His glass cup is different. His plate is different. He's a king in that house. Some of you, you will serve your husband's food as if he's a dog. You put the rice, put the stew on top, put it on top, put meat. Give him. But when guests are coming, you bring out all the special dishes. And one, you put salad here, put this one there, put that one here. And once they are gone, you remove all the whatever. You stack them. You worship them. Some people will come and inherit when Jesus comes. I didn't mention anybody. Honor him. It doesn't matter who I'm speaking with on the phone. My husband comes in. I'll tell the person, can you hold on? It does not matter who the person is. Your Excellency, welcome. Are you okay? Yes. Okay. Okay, darling, just give me a few minutes. Your husband is Your Excellency. From today, when you get home, change. Put a little fish in your mouth. Tiptoe. Come behind him. And just tickle him. Sometimes when I do that, my husband, I said, you're not even a virgin. Bring romance to your home. Sometimes put that fish in his mouth, just tiptoe and come behind him and cover his face with your two hands. Some of you, romance has grown wings and flown out of your marriages. All you do is come to church. Praise the Lord, oh, single, single. So spiritual. And you know what bothers me most? Some of you, you use your children's names to call your husband. Oh, Olu's daddy. Daddy told you, you are a bush girl. Bush. Daddy. Some of you, your husbands are pastors. You even call, pastor. Daddy, what? You can call him daddy in church, you know, because that's the language. But in your house, it's your husband. Darling, sweetie, BB, babe, honey. So, when you get home today, start. If your husband says, eh, when did we start? He said, we are just starting now.